Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for maximum restraint and de-escalation after Iran launched more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel. In a UN Security Council address, Mr. Guterres says it's time to step back from the brink.
It's vital to avoid any action that could lead to major military confrontations on multiple fronts in the Middle East. Civilians are already bearing the brunt and paying the highest price. And we have a shared responsibility to actively engage all parties concerned to prevent further escalation.
Iran launched the attack following a suspected Israeli strike on its embassy compound in Syria in early April that killed top Iran Revolutionary Guards commanders. Israeli President Isaac Herzog says the aerial attack by Iran amounted to a declaration of war. He told UK Sky News that he's urging allies not to further raise Middle East tensions.
This is a declaration of war, not because we are restrained and because we know the repercussions and because we have deliberations with our partners. We are considering all options, and I'm quite confident that we will take the necessary steps that are necessary to protect and defend our people. We are not war seekers. I think I would leave it at that.
In a statement, the G7 group of countries expressed its full solidarity and support to Israel and reaffirmed their commitment towards its security. But United States President Joe Biden says the US won't take part in a counteroffensive against Iran with Israel. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told NBC News that Mr. Biden is working on the diplomatic side and will speak on this further with the G7.
And I think Israel also demonstrated that it has friends, that it's not standing alone, that it's not isolated on the world stage. Now, whether and how the Israelis will respond, that's going to be up to them. We understand that and respect that. But the president's been very clear. We don't seek a war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here. We will continue to help Israel defend itself.
The Israeli Defense Force has released footage claiming to show the minor damage to the grounds of the Nevatim Air Base in the country's southeast. Israel says 99% of the launches over the weekend by Iran were intercepted. Jordan's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Ayman al-Safadi, told local media that it had to intercept airstrikes that entered its country's airspace.
We have a fixed policy. We confront every drone or missile that penetrates Jordanian airspace to prevent it from causing harm to Jordan or a threat to the Jordanians. This happened in the past and missiles fell on Jordan and drones fell on Jordan. This is a fixed policy. Everything that poses a danger to Jordan, we are confronting it. Our priority is to protect Jordan, protect the lives of Jordanians, protect the capabilities of Jordanians, and protect the security and stability of the country. Therefore, there was an assessment that there was a real danger that these drones and missiles would fall on Jordan, and our brave armed forces dealt with it as required.
Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, says the country's attack on Israel was minimalistic and informed the US that they would not be targeted.
Our goal in this legitimate act of defense is simply punishing the Israeli regime. We are not after American individuals or bases in the region.
Analysts have spoken about what this attack means between the state of Israel and Iran. Barbara Slavin is a distinguished fellow in Middle East and North Africa at the Stimson Center. She told Reuters that Iran's attack puts the two countries in direct military confrontation.
I mean, it's a paradigm shift. What I've been saying is that, you know, the shadow war between Israel and Iran is now out in the open. But given that, Iran did it in a very calibrated way, sending these slow drones, hours and hours flying from Iran to Israel, giving plenty of time for the Israelis and the United States and others to prepare. It doesn't appear that there was very much damage, so it was kind of performative, but it was nevertheless a paradigm shift because it was a direct Iranian retaliation on Israel for Israeli attacks on Iranians.
Yusuf Saudi, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.